Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Bright, your DIY business coach. We are here live 12/30/2020. This year, this is an actual early episode for me. I usually do it in, we're doing it at 4:30, getting days and traveling and all that fun stuff that we do for the holidays. So I am here with Barger. And we're about, 1 second, guys. We're going to talk about finances, my planning for 2021. 2020 has been a crazy year so far. It has been so crazy. So the things that we had to deal with or challenges we had to deal with in 2019. So like 20, go to work. Pay your bills, make sure your rent's on time, make sure your bills done, you're running your business, you have your clientele that you have. Now, it's like they did a full reset on businesses in 2021. Full reset on businesses. So, sellers dropped off. I create new clientele because the ones who came don't come out because if you had a retail location, people didn't come out now, come out less. So those are the things we're talking about, how to change those strategies and what to do in 2021 to make sure you are prepared for any of this. So again, we have my boyfriend, has been love of my life, bestie friend, and he's my money man. He's going to talk about money, financing, and how everything works in that. It's financial institution plans that you should do going forward in this 2021 year, because it's going to be different. We're still going to have restrictions and lockdowns, and people are still not going to be going out shopping at Bloomingdale's every day. So what this is what we are talking about, coming up with. So Omar, you want to tell them who you are and...
Well, basically, my name is Omar Jarrett. I represent a consulting firm known as DRGW. And basically, what I basically help people do is basically focus on budgeting, forecasting, and looking at your numbers from past, present, and forward, basically. Past, present, and future. So when you put your finances, you look at past and use that before how you're doing business now and how you're going to be doing business in the future. So basically, look at, you know, whatever product you're producing, whatever service you're doing with your particular clients, things of that nature, what costs involved, what are your profit ratios? And when you're looking at those things, as far as this last year, being at home because of the COVID crisis and things of that nature, and you had to convert your business to going online. So now you have online costs by store costs. Have holding costs or delivery in between when your client orders with your so they actually get it. Because you want to calculate into your actual program when you look at these particular things. One of the things you're looking at as far as casting, you're looking at what funds you have coming in, your profit ratio left over, and how you can move forward, and what other things you invest in as far as growing your business. This particular category. So I basically do the help with types of things. Particular standpoint. Also, you're going to be taxed at the end of the year based upon your property, you know, that you made at the end of the year. Yes, you have to pay tax on them, unfortunately. But it's a part of doing business in this country called the United States of America.
Yeah.
And yes, we're moving on to a whole new era. As far as 2021, which we all should be excited about, everybody. Then the new COVID thing came out for everybody, so you have extra money.
Vaccination. Stimulus
coming out. You have people looking, moving in different directions. So, as far as your business concerned, you want to be able to solve those problems. Get there. Help the client, you know, accept. And that's basically.
So what is your first tip for going to 21 with this new that's coming out, people get extra money. What is your first tip in telling people what to do? Well, right now, we're only getting $600, so they say it's not a whole lot of money, especially if you haven't had money coming in the last 3 or 4 or 5 months. But what can they do with that $600 to help for the money or what?
Well, what you want to look at is things that you want to invest into your business. You want to invest in areas that are going to come back as fast as possible. So you want that money obviously to come back to you, and you want that money to come back with a little bit of it. Push money out, it comes back, and you do it over, over, and over again.
Nice. So what business ventures have you got started in 2021?
All I'm doing right now is consulting with businesses and helping them, you know, cut costs, of course, because, you know, they're not doing business the way they were doing it in the past. So they have more overhead than they have money coming in. If you want to look at, you know, where you can cut costs at in doing business today, unfortunately, sometimes they have to do a cutting back in employees. With, they would more advertising online. Customers order online, order services online, to invest into the Zoom technology as far as broadcasting and meeting a large audience as far as being clients. They have that bandwidth to take on clients, more clients in a virtual stance, face to face, because of course you can't meet face due to COVID.
Right. So did you start any business in 2020?
Right now, I'm looking at a couple of different things. I've invested in the wholesaling of cars, buying and selling cars, and helping individuals out there. There's a big transformation for some people. So I fill that gap.
Okay, and how is that working out?
It's actually working out quite well. I didn't realize how many people needed to transform. It's just a gap that needs to be filled. It's the under $1,000 market, of course, because people don't have a vehicle. Trying to fulfill the need there. A vehicle is
$1,000. Okay. So, coming into 2021, we have our plans for starting our new business or revamping our business as we're going forward. Like, explain to us what we have our budget. We don't, African American company don't have a budget, period. Explain to us in the simplest format on how to create a budget. Where do we start with that? How do we start with creating a budget?
Okay, creating a budget. Basically, in order to do business, you are going to spend money. So you have to look at the business structure and go, okay, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish here, and what it's going to cost you to accomplish those particular things. That's what a budget really is. Spending money to make money. And you want to lay it all out on paper, the numbers, and then go forward. And you tweak it. A budget is basically a plan. So then you have your plan, then you have your actuals. So at the end of every month, you pool all your receipts together, and you see, what did I spend last month? What did I spend on producing a product or consulting with other clients? What funds come in? And did I ask what I spent those funds at? Make me money, or did I just spend the money frivolously and didn't make anything from it?
You're confusing me.
Oh, okay.
So all of the money that has been put out so far in 2020.
Right. Like,
when
if you spend $5,
right,
you're getting back that $5, $2 on top of it.
Okay. But
whether it be consulting fees or the CFO had a profit ratio in there.
But when we're creating a budget, like, what's in the budget? What should I be paying attention to as I'm spending?
Every single red cent.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, you put gas in your car, you go meet a client, spent $20. That goes until $20. Okay, you met with the client. Did you bill the client? Okay, what did you bill the client? Against $20. If you bill the client $20, you're a $10 deficit. So you're negative.
Say that one more time.
If you spent $20 to put in your gas somewhere to meet with a client, a consulting deal, you bill them $10, $20. 20, 10, 20, these 10. You're 10 negative. You spent out 10. And you spent out the 20 and you only made 10. 10 left over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, about the lights, the water, the gas,
all of that.
All of my shopping habits. Should that go into my business budget? Coffee?
Starbucks, potato chips, snacks.
Can you write all that off in taxes?
In some instances, yes. You can pretty much write most of that stuff off because you're using it to consult with your client. This gives you the energy to pretty much all, pretty most of the stuff is you can show up.
Cool. Very interesting. Very. What are some investment opportunities that you would like to talk about in 2021 or going forward? What are some?
2021 has opportunities as far as consulting in the virtual network area. You have a lot of opportunities to meet with hundreds of friends at the same time. You set up your meeting evening to go with particular subjects, and you can pretty much those hours to each client and do group meetings and cover pretty much the same subject and everybody from it based upon the questions that I ask them to build out and projects. You have people will probably do that's a growing thing there. This is only coming forward 2021.
So let's talk about savings.
Okay.
How do you feel about savings? What do you think of just having savings?
I think savings is a very, very important part of your business plan because you want to have capital left over to reinvest into your business. So within your profit ratios, you should really be at least 25-10% chop off your profit ratio. That to rebuilding whatever it is your business.
Okay, so 25% off of everything that I
off the part, put out $5, you got $2 back, a quarter, 50 cents should go be put to the side just for rollout process. So that
what if I didn't profit?
Then you're running everything in the red. And you don't want to be running in the red because
so, what would you say? How would somebody get out of the red when they are? When they're rolling in the red. What would be some things that you have to do?
Well, when you're rolling in the red, you have to cut back. You just have to cut back at some things that aren't. If going to the coffee shop is your thing, you might want to, you know, brew your own coffee and carry a thermos. Order one cup and refill a cup. And you buy $10. Mm-hmm. Or.
They had the foamy stuff?
That's why
foamy
you buy
stuff?
The first cup, get your fix on it, then you kind of water it in.
Oh, no. That's besides the point of drinking.
But that's
coffee.
Why when you're operating in the red. You're operating in the red. Now, once you get into the black, then you can have as many cups of coffee as you want. I know it's not fun.
But I can't concentrate without my coffee.
You might have to brew a cup of coffee. It's strong.
All right, guys. So this is Omar Jarrett. We are talking about setting up your finances for 2021, what to do, how to think about it. Where is your money going? So, how can, what's the best way, business-wise or non-business-wise? Like, nobody really tracks their money. Nobody pays attention. So explain to me the process of tracking your money.
Okay, the process of tracking your money, the easiest way that I know to do it is to send yourself a text every time you spend a buck. If you spend a quarter, send yourself a text. Spend 25 cents. At this particular time, this particular day, and text it to yourself or even email yourself. So at the end of the day, you tally it all up and you put it in your ledger every single day.
You think I got to pay attention to what I'm spending every day?
Every single day.
Anybody out there do that? Please comment below. Now, this guy, I don't know if he even does it, to be honest with you.
And also, if you limit yourself to one withdrawal a week, that helps too.
Not if I withdraw $5,000.
Hey! Okay, one withdrawal a week.
What if my friends come into town, there's a party, and I have a new outfit?
One withdrawal
and
next week? I think that most of the people should go shopping at least once a month, pick up one little item there, at least once a month, and eventually your closet is kind of big because you do it once a month. You have plenty of stuff to choose from in your closet to go party with.
Where do you shop, Jared?
I do a lot of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Nordstrom Rack, a lot of discount spots. But like certain key items, you have to buy a tie or a belt, like an accent. But the interchangeable stuff, you can pretty much get that stuff at the discount spots because it's pretty much within men's clothing.
I hear you, boss. I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. So what are things that you like to spend money on that you just like to spend money on? What is I like technology. I like gadgets. I like, you know, stuff that beep, 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 beep. I want to talk back to me. So what is your thing?
Walks in the park.
Spending money, Jared. Spending money. We're spending money.
How do you like to
enjoy
a great sunset?
Oh my goodness. All these things sound free.
No cost. Simulated my lifestyle to clothing so tightly that
I enjoy doing. That you like to spend on like that.
Yeah. And I do shop.
Talking about the whole guy.
Yeah.
Ask him how many suits is Jared.
I've accumulated so many throughout the years, and now I just buy little pieces for him. Like I'll buy a pair of slacks here to go in this other jacket, or a shirt here to go in another jacket, and it kind of goes together. So if you go shopping 1 month,
buy a blue shirt.
A little blue shirt, buy a white shirt, buy a black shirt. Buy tie once a month. You skip $50 one month.
All right. All right. You're hilarious.
That's how I do it.
Hilarious.
Rome was not built in a day. It's just pieces here and there. It all comes together. And guess what? If you put your plan together step by step, over a period of time, it all comes to one big pile.
Wow. So, if you would like to ask a question or have any concerns, you can call in to the Blog Talk Radio. If you're on live or watching this video, it's probably too late for you to call, but for live people on air on Blog Talk Radio, you can call in at 563-993-562. And we're here live with Mr. Jared talking about the money. So he is thinking about putting.
Yeah.
So tell the people about the box.
Everybody has a sensation when they spend money, you know, and in that station, how do you? You pull the cash out your pocket and you put it in the other pocket. When you get home, you put it in the box. So, like, if you was going to buy, say, you was going to buy 3 cups of coffee, 1 cup of coffee, the 3 cups of coffee would have cost you $15. You have 1 cup of coffee and you put the $10 in the other pocket, and when you get home, you put the box. And that's how that little box tends to accumulate. And before you know it, a lot of money in that box to do other projects you want to invest in. And that's how the box works. The box is there, and remember, we used to pick up a phone and call our uncle, like, hey, uncle, a couple hundred dollars. That's that dollar box, if you will.
Hey, can I borrow $100? No, can I have $100?
No.
Yeah, he's a mess. He's a mess.
You gotta fill that box up. Yes, you gotta fill your box.
$100.
No, you gotta pitch up ratio. Huh? That's what they're for. See, you gotta hold people accountable to their plan. You gotta hold yourself accountable to the plan. Yes.
It's a bunch of buffoonery. Finances, money, investment opportunities.
Yes.
What should people do with their money come 2020? What is something that they should not do? That people normally do on a regular.
Go to clubs, go to bars and buy drinks and stuff like that. Stock your bar at home. Pre-game. Let it go out and have one drink.
What if I sober up? What if I sober up? I'm there.
Well, then maybe I'm going to
go back. Why are you just getting started?
Some places you can walk over the fast. It's fast. What else? Drink.
This is what I deal with, guys.
Yep, all the time.
This is Mr. Jared,
yep.
My accountant.
Yes, you gotta watch those pennies. You gotta make them count. Every penny must be counted.
So, going into 2021, we have a lot of things. Now, give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
Be careful. She leaves me here by myself. Man. Let's see, what else did I have on my list of things to talk about? Looking at the cost, always check your cost over a 12-month period. Over the last 12 months, basically the last 12 months, based on your next 12 months going forward, that's always great with those numbers. And she's coming back. Here we go. It's tipping. There you go.
All right, guys. So this is my I Am Unique, right? Everybody see it? Awesome, right? This is a rough draft of it. So this is why one of the reasons I brought him on here is to talk about planner and to talk about finances and to talk about investment things you can do. Now,
and this is a great place to write down every time you spend a penny.
So this is a budget, quarterly budget. I tried to do this quarterly. I'm trying to do in 2021.
Quarter is a 3-month period. Those you don't know.
January, February,
March
is the first quarter
of the fiscal year.
Yes. So I have, you know, this is backwards for some of you guys, but it is in the budget, and it tells you like things are working capital, expenses, sourcing collateral. and everything else. So now when you're going into, these are things that you're going to need. So with that being said, with all this being said, we now have round two of the PPP, round two of the EDIL loan, and it's SBA loan money that's coming out. You guys need to be ready for that. So when you're being ready, you need to know where your money's coming from, your capital, your investment capital, and everything else, your banking, bank loans. And once you've tied, say you get a PPP loan and you get $50,000, right? If you go into that investment, if you go in here and say, we got $50,000 from the PPP loan, put it in there, and then this is where your expenses are. See, we have the expenses. So these are your startup expenses, your equipment, and everything else. The best thing is to invest in something that will always make you money. Buy a camera. Why? Multiple ways to make money. You can do photos. You can do your own photo shoot. You can take pictures of your inventory. You can take pictures of everything. Yes, we have beautiful cameras, but sometimes you need to do a deep video, a nicer high HD video for your commercials, for your ads, for everything like that. So those are things that you do. One, and invest in those things. Ring lights, your own studio setup. Because now we can't do studio anymore. So you gotta get, you have to create your own. So this is Studio O at his house. Already seen Studio O. So this is different. We got mics, we got the lights, we got the ring lights. He's an ex photographer, so he had all the lights. I just had a microphone to connect to it. And go on live. So those are the things that you should invest your money in. Think about it. If you had your own studio with your house for recording your own stuff, you can get a position your lighting where it's perfect for your skin tone and just start talking to people at any point in time versus having to wait for somebody to record it. That saves money and time. Then now, once you've had a record, the worst part of it, if you're not technology inclined, you send your videos off to somebody to edit it for $50 to $100 to whatever it costs for them to edit it. But you have all the footage there already. So all they're doing is editing it. The most expensive part of videography is taking the video because that takes all day. So things that you can invest in as coming into the new year. So the investment is technology. Invest in yourself. Invest in things that will help you grow your business. Light, ring light, microphones, cameras,
background,
backdrops. I painted a wall. We have this nice brick wall behind us used here in Studio O. And just creating those. Do green screen photos. You can do your own photo shoot, set a timer on your camera and go from there. So those equipments. And use your home as much as you can as your office. It is. And then you can write off 25% of your household expenses in for 2021. Right. So you guys think about all of this. Coming into 2021. Right. So I am launching so many new programs coming into 2021. We are doing...
Your book?
No, I haven't talked about the book yet. Okay. We have the planner. I have my new book by Pookie that he is talking about. That is more on the self-help motivation to get rid of all the toxic, crazy people out your... Sure. Remove them because... Right now, if you haven't figured out who Pookie was in this whole pandemic.
The house went up for the last time.
All that time. How did you survive? That's why your ass is broke. Now, get rid of him or her or it, you know, whoever it is, and just say sayonara. You don't have to not like them no more, but if they are not a value to your life in 2021, he has to be an asset into your life. Yeah. If they're not helping you make money, if they're showing you ways to make money, or if you're good, hey, let me do what I need to do so they can make the money. You have to have those three types of people. I don't really care about what you do, baby. Bring the money back. I'm happy. I don't care how many hours you have to work. Bring the money back.
Bring the money
back. If I got money to come back,
bring the money back.
Everybody's happy. Then There's people who, hey, I have an investment idea. I have a business plan idea. Make sure they have it down properly. Make sure it makes sense to you. Make sure it's profitable.
Ratio.
Right. And make sure that, that long-term
profitability.
Profitability. Not some quick cash-making scheme that will go away.
Run you in the red.
Really quickly. And my thing is, coming into 2021, make sure you guys, your overhead is low as possible.
Yes.
Make sure. Cut your costs and make sure that everything, Comcast cable has prepaid service. All we need
they
is
have prepaid service.
Yeah.
No more $100 bills. No more $100 bills.
Buy your own. Pay $100. Buy your own box. And
over annual period,
and just
gives you almost $1,200.
Exactly. So that you don't pay attention to this, but those little $9, that's how they get you.
$9.99, $8.99, $7.99.
That's how they get you. Because imagine $8.99 coming out your account. It's $8.99. It's $8.99. But do the math on that. 8 times 12 is what, Jared? 64?
8 times 10.
48. 80. So it is 80 with 96. 96, 8 times 12?
Yep.
So. $96 for a year for each
give
one
away money.
For each one of those $9.99
give away
or $8.99 subscriptions.
Give away money.
So how many of those you had? I just had to like go into my Amazon Prime and I was like, HBO, Cinemax, $10 for $12 for one of them. And I'm just like, and it's coming on my and I'm just like, what are these $8.99 charges in my account? And I was like, okay, we gotta figure this out. So I went in there and I was like, who signed up for all of these programs? Actually, like 7 different channels. I might as well have paid regular cable for that. So that was almost that's $60
a
month that I'm paying on channels. I really don't even watch it. But some of it were added some stuff on there because I know some of that stuff wasn't me. But it's very, very interesting. You know, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to your finances going into
Gotta
make sure you are planning for 2021. You have to actually have plans. Plans do change, but goals don't. So have your goal, set your goal, set that mission, go on that rampage to get goal. When you get a speed bump, a roadblock, you jump over, you cross it, you climb it. Some of them are a little easier to get past. Some keep the faith that you are able to do and have whatever you want to when you want to, and the money will come. The business
will
stay. If you're on social media, make sure you're posting, make sure you're engaged, make sure you're talking to people. People like when you are engaging them and communicating with them and making them feel special. You know, that's how you build your clientele. That's how you boost your following up. Just give people a little bit of attention and then they are yours to eat off of. The rest of you have not done this in 2020. Tribe. Your people who like you, your love you, your customer base, make sure that you keep your expenses as low as possible. Cut those bills, those extra bills that you have out. So
you don't need it.
You don't need it. So at the end of the day, you have to say, let's think about it like this. Like we had to go to offices, we had to drive our cars, we had to do all these extra tune-ups.
Awesome savings this year.
You did. If you think about it, you did. You ate at home. You ate at home a lot.
I need cooking.
Yes, we learned how to cook again. You know how many more people are on TV doing their own little home cooking videos and meals and stuff like that. So use 2020 as an opportunity and a guide to understand how you can save money, things you don't have to do. Like I used to go to the bar almost every night out the week. That's $24.
That's
$24.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I only give them maybe an hour every blue because
stock your bar.
First thing makes you gain weight. You got to keep that weight down. You gotta keep that sexy because when the beaches reopen, we y'all look like pop bellies up. So plan your vacations, plan your business, plan your life, plan everything that's going on. Save your money, invest that into something that is tangible, make money. And everything is an investment to you. Your car can make you money. If you have a car, use it to make you money. If it's getting you to work, it's making you money. You can drive on Toro. You can do multiple things with your vehicles and your homes, Airbnbs, your Airbnb, your room. If you have one extra room, one.
If you have a couch.
We have to rent the couch in
Columbus.
Yeah, I used to rent my couch, believe it or not. That was my moneymaker. I really missed that.
You'd be surprised.
People spend $40 a night to sleep on my couch.
Depending upon your location. If it's a real bad party night, a couch is a wonderful place.
A couch, yay. So, can I stumble in your house at 12 o'clock? You're probably like, oh my God, you're in my house at 12 o'clock. No, it's okay. It's okay. Let them stumble in. Or they wake up, they're gone, they run to the couch. Sometimes they don't even show up and they're safe.
It beats a DUI.
Yes.
DUI is $3,000.
Exactly. Wasted money.
$3,000.
Five.
$3,500?
Five. Five now.
It's $5,000?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What up? Last I heard about was about 10 years ago.
It's $5 now.
$5,000, even worse.
But if you want to beat it, if you want your driver's license back, it's $5.
It's in the area. Trust, there's always Airbnb close
to Uber or something. Yes. So, those are things you can do. Coming into this holiday, I would like you guys, love you guys to stay safe. Make sure you purchase my planner. Oh, okay, so we have the planner out. You can go online, pre-order it. It will be available starting the first of the year. The second thing is my book by Pookie. Make sure you grab a copy of that. You can grab it online and purchase that. Hey, I'm going to teach you how to get out your life and move forward and make that. And show your growth potential that you have as of now. Then we have how to create an online course you can purchase online, how to create your own planners. I know everybody wants to come up with their own planners. I have mine. This is the ultimate planner ever. You should get it. If you want to create your own for your own clientele, for your own projects, make sure you class how to create online. It's only $99. If you would like to have a one-on-one class with me, that is $300. That is a one-on-one class with me. I will walk you through to give you teach you hands, everything. The DIY way is the online class. You can purchase that online right now. It starts within 24 hours of your purchase. You'll have 4 weeks to a month to put on Amazon to sell however you like. How to create your online class. This is the next course that I'm launching online as well, how to build a course teaching people online. And if you don't like to be in front of videos, we talk all of this and from there. So those are things that were coming out this year in 2021. Every month I am launching a new course. So I'm going to start a subscription program talking for $19.95 a month. You have full access to everything that I create for ultimate time. So if you pay $19.95, you have full access. Every month you pay it, whatever I put out new that month, you have new online classes, those new contents, those new resources, anything that I put out, you will have access to. So keep that in mind. And we'll launch in January 2021. Probably around February.
Brand new year.
We're starting off this road on a high,
very
fast,
yep.
Pace and going, and we're making this money. So I hope everybody has a great year, a great holiday. It's time to turn up. The party's about to start. So, this is I'm Unique Wright, the DIY business coach, and Omar Jarrett with
DWRD.
Tell them how they can find you on social media.
Just do a little work for Results for Design. Look me up under Jarrett, and I come right up, and I'll be happy to help you out.
All right, he's a great guy, great finances. Okay, guys, this is it, and we will talk to you guys later. And DM me, ask me, like, share, give it to somebody. Let somebody get this. If you are inspired about it, if you love it, please share it. And if you need, if you would like to be, I'm going to host.
Please subscribe.
Yes, I'm going to host. Been on my podcast every month. So every month we're having an entrepreneur of the month, and we're going to be talking to them and talking about them. So DM me, I look for my free business directory on my website. That's where it's getting my new people coming on live. So talk to you later.
Happy holidays.
Bye.